Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Big Sky Breakdown, SkylineSportsMT.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for following along. I feel like I've neglected you guys. There's been a lot going on around here, I must admit. First of all, it's just like a moving target, being able to figure out what everybody wants. We know exactly what you guys want during football season. And to be honest, we know exactly what you guys want during non-football season. Football. That's what everybody wants. Football. Although I will say, been pretty pleased with our engagements and things when it comes to the women's basketball front. It's been a really weird time in men's college basketball, period, across the board. I went on a long soliloquy, monologue, whatever you want to call it, on Nuanez Now, my daily ESPN radio show. It's Coulter Nuanez here, by the way, on the Big Sky Breakdown. Just about the evolution of basketball and its spot in our collective minds. And I think the thing that we've gravitated towards most, just as American sporting fans, and in some cases fanatics, is we want to watch games that we know matter. And it's really hard from the NBA in December to the Big Sky Conference in January to really pin how much does this game matter, right? Like tonight, coming into the final evening of the regular season, three teams were tied in second place in the Big Sky Conference at 11-6. So that means they could lose. That means they have, in fact, lost six full conference games before tonight. Which, you know, if you do the percentages out, is like 60%+, but not quite 70. So, in other words, you can lose almost 30% of the time and still be in the mix for one of the top two or three seeds in the tournament. And then when you're talking about like what delineates the teams, it just seems like it's wide open. That's all to say, we haven't done many of these Big Sky breakdowns during basketball season because we've been loading up for this time. What people want in the basketball realm, at least this is my opinion, my projection. Like my number one way that I determine what sort of content do you want, I always think, well, what sort of content do I want? Me, as a journalist, radio broadcaster, podcaster, sports writer, but more than anything, sports fan, what do I want? I want games that matter, all or nothing games, games that are clinching something, games that are meaning something, games that are having resonance with people. Well, Monday night, we had a whole bunch of games that went down that determined something, that made an outcome for something. And now, we have final Big Sky Conference standings. We have the Big Sky Conference tournament brackets. And now here we're to the point where I know all you guys want this. What's going on with the tournament? How's the tournament going to play out? So here's where we're at with Skyline Sports and going into the Big Sky Conference tournament. We are going to embark on a little bit different coverage. We'll still have our whole slate of Big Sky Conference features. So every morning, Saturday through Wednesday, that's March 9th through the 13th, you can always check out Skyline Sports, and we'll have a whole slew of features, whether they're just trend stories or profiles or whatever, stuff that's going on in the league. Dylan Jones, Weber State, potential NBA prospect. Andrew Houghton's got a story about that. Onan Moody, a seventh-year senior for the Grizz basketball team. His last ride. I'll have a profile on him. Danny Sprinkle's not at Montana State anymore. They're the two-time defending tournament champions. Looked like uphill sledding for Matt Logie. All of a sudden, they're playing really well. How the Bobcats respond to the tournament. Montana State, no Darian White, no Cola Bad Bear, a slew of injuries. Nobody's available to play. They still get the four seed. What are the prospects for the Cat women? Montana men, they have five seniors. There hasn't been a group of seniors at Montana without a Big Sky title, either regular season or tournament, since 1991. How does this group of Grizz finish their journey? How do they stamp their legacy? The Lady Grizz, they got 20 wins for the first time since the Robbing Selvig era. In fact, they have 21 wins. Contender or pretender? We'll have features on all of that. We'll have podcast content, all that as well. I like repurposing the stuff. So we're going to do a bunch of interviews. We'll do them on Zoom. We'll do them on video. We'll do them in audio. We'll have podcasts. We'll have video. We'll have the features. That's mostly status quo. But we're also going to be launching our own pre and post, I'm not going to say game, but pre and post day show. So here's what we're going to do in Boise. We'll be going live for, I don't know, probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes each day leading up to the tournament, what to watch, storylines, matchups. And then post day, we'll also be going live on YouTube. And have no fear, if you miss the live stream, it archives right there for you. Boom, got a little video. So we'll be doing that before and after each slate of tournament games, Saturday through Wednesday. So very much looking forward to it. It's a total experiment. We don't really know how it's all going to go, but we're very excited to try it out. Because here's the thing. I say I don't know how it's going to go. I know it's going to be great because we have an awesome team. Myself, Brooks Nuanez, Andrew Houghton. That's the core three. We'll be riding from stem to stern. We'll be able to grab people and bring them on in. Not making any promises, but you'll hear from some of your favorites. I'm not going to drop names because we're still trying to figure out the schedule and how it's all going to go. But we will certainly be doing it in fine fashion. So be ready for that. Stay tuned for all that. So let's dive into what went down on Monday night. We'll go ladies first. Here's your Big Sky scoreboard from Monday night. Big Sky Breakdown, by the way, presented in part by Holloway and Hulling Law, your advocates for justice in Montana. Why should you choose Holloway and Hulling Law? Variety of reasons. But if you've been in a car accident that wasn't your fault, medical malpractice type of case, you're hurt at work, at Holloway and Hulling, their personal injury lawyers have a proven track record of successful settlements and verdicts, and they'll work tirelessly to make sure that you are compensated. They handle each case with the utmost care and dedication, ensuring that you can focus on your recovery while handling the legal complexities that you might face. Nate Holloway, Nathan Hulling, more than 2,000 plus successful cases in their career. The firm has more than 25 years of experience. To find out more, you can visit montanalawyers.net. Northern Arizona, they affirmed their second seed. They were kind of already locked into the second seed, but a nice win at Northern Colorado, 67-61 for the Lumberjacks. Montana State, they had to gut it out for sure against Weber State, but they do get their 10th league win, which is an impressive, impressive number given everything the Bobcats have gone through. From Darian White grad transferring to Nebraska, Cola Badbear deciding to play her fifth year at Montana State Billings, Lexi Deedon, who was a potential all-league player, tearing her ACL during the non-conference, Dylan Phillip is supposed to be the starting point guard. She hasn't played yet this year. Lindsey Hine, who's in the rotation, she hasn't played. She's been out for the second half of conference play. KJ Lomardo missed time. Mara Dykstra missed time. They've been so busted up. They had to pull two redshirts this year. They've been playing a whole slew of freshmen in their rotation, including starting Natalie Picton, a true freshman, as their point guard. But they still figured out a way to pull it out, 67-65 at Weber State. Idaho, no trouble with Portland State. They win 60-44, so eight league wins in Carrie Amy's first Big Sky Conference season. Eastern Washington put a stamp on it. What a great year for the Eagles. 16-2, given the way the Big Sky scheduling works, is unreal, especially when you basically bookend it. Eastern had a 10-game winning streak that included a whole bunch of conference victories, I guess six straight conference victories. Then they lost two. And since then, they've won 10 more in a row. So they're 16-2. They've won 20 out of their last 22. They're 26-5 overall after their 72-59 win over Sacramento State. And then Montana, they have to absolutely gut it out. But this win, even though the Lady Grizz were locked into the three seed, period, coming into Monday, their 67-65 win at Idaho State, make sure they don't have to play Idaho State in that 3-6 game. So that's actually a huge deal, right? They get to play Idaho, which is a way better matchup for them. They swept Idaho during the regular season. Idaho State, it's just a bad tournament matchup for anybody because they're just going to make it rough and tumble. They're going to make it hard on you. Seton Sobolewski is a great coach. And Idaho State, they're down this year just from a talent perspective. Just player to player, they just don't quite have the horses this year. But Seton Sobolewski has proven as the 8 seed, as the 9 seed, that he can win games. He can wreck this bracket. He's done it multiple times. I mean, they went to the championship as the 9 seed 1 year. So he knows how to do it, especially on a neutral court. Beating Idaho State is a great thing for Montana because that means they don't have to play Idaho State again in the first round. More on the first round matchups here in just a little while. But here's your Big Sky Conference men's scoreboard. Big Sky Breakdown presented in part by Town Pump. Town Pump's going to be sending us to Boise. They've been so awesome in supporting this whole endeavor and all of our aspirations. Town Pump keeps us fueled up, I guess we can say, all sports season long. Brawl the Wild by the Mile. We've been doing this for a couple years in association with ESPN MT. And Town Pump keeps us fueled up when it comes to the gasoline, but they also keep us fueled up in terms of the snacks. We get the caffeine drinks there. It's a great partnership because we couldn't do without them. That's unquestionable. We could not do it without our friends at Town Pump. And they'll be sending us back to Boise. So we'll give you the lowdown of all the Town Pumps you can stop at on your way to Boise if by chance you are embarking on the journey as well.
Join Town Pump's Pump It Up Rewards Plus program and never pay full price for fuel again.
Save 5 cents on every gallon every day at any Town Pump across Montana.
Plus, earn and redeem points on your favorite in-store items to get free stuff with our clubs.
Stop in and pick up a rewards card. Download the Pump It Up Rewards Plus app today.
Or visit townpump.com/rewards to register and start saving.
Big Sky scoreboard from Monday night on the men's side. Northern Colorado was done first, and that sewed up at least the 3 seed. They beat it Northern Arizona 82-74 in Flagstaff. More on that in a minute. Eastern Washington, they finished the deal 91-88 at Sac State. Sac State, who had won 2 in a row after an 11-game losing streak, they certainly challenged Eastern, and that's a good effort. But I also think that's an impactful result for Eastern Washington because last year, Eastern started league play 16-0. That was the record for most consecutive wins to start conference play, and they sewed up the title with their 16th league win. Then they lost 2 straight to finish the regular season, and that was foreshadowing for not-so-good collapse. In fact, an epic collapse. Caveat: Northern Arizona was not your typical 9 seed last year. Northern Arizona lost like oodles of games. I can't even remember the exact statistic, but they lost at the buzzer or by just a possession over and over and over again last year. And then they, because karma's real, they beat Eastern on a buzzer beater in the conference tournament. And then NAU went all the way to the conference title game. But Eastern, 16 straight wins, a Big Sky record on the men's side for consecutive wins. And then they go 3 straight losses, including 1 and done in the tournament. Unreal. So Eastern says, that ain't happening. This Eagle team was not quite as dominant during the regular season, but they do end up with a 15-3 record. And I mean, okay, you can say they didn't win 16 straight games, but they still won the league title by a full 3 games. So that's pretty dominant, honestly. And to me, the bigger thing is they clinched the title against Montana in a big-time rivalry game on Thursday. Big time. But then you have a total excuse for a letdown on Saturday against Montana State, but instead you gut out a 108-104 overtime win. And then you go on the road. Sac State's the last-place team, but it's a total trap game. You're playing at the Nest. Sac's won 2 in a row after completely being a non-factor for, you know, a month straight. Sac's putting it to you. They're up by 8 in the second half, but you rally all the way back to get the win. So now Eastern has positive momentum going into the league tournament. That's good for the Eagles. Montana, they were in a dogfight, honestly, for the first, I don't know, I'd say 25 minutes of their home game against Idaho State. But then they slam on the pedal, hit the gas, and boom, they run away 79-65. Big Sky Breakdown presented in part by Holloway and Hulling Law. Big Sky Breakdown presented by Holloway and Hulling Law, your advocates for justice in Montana. A new presenting sponsor here at the Big Sky Breakdown and Skyline Sports, courtesy of an old friend. Known Nate Holloway for a really long time. We've known each other since back in our college days. He's a Missoula guy just like I am, and proud of him. Really proud of him, the way he's been able to rise through the legal ranks. And now here we are in partnership with Nathan Hulling, who's become a new friend, and really enjoyed my time meeting Nathan as well. At Holloway and Hulling, the firm combines their passion for justice with a deep understanding of Montana law. With over 25 years of experience, the team offers expert legal representation in criminal defense, personal injury, and family law. Holloway and Hulling are not just lawyers. They are your advocates in the courtroom and beyond, and they're a team of legal professionals united by one common goal, to provide exceptional legal representation to the people of Montana. These guys are aces when it comes to criminal defense, personal injury, or DUI. It's easy if you want to find them, montanalawyers.net. And really easy also to lead us into the analysis of one of the games we're covering tonight, Montana, Idaho State. These guys were sitting courtside, got to catch up with them a little bit during the Grizz game, and a big win for Montana over Idaho State. So appreciate Holloway and Hulling for being on board with us. And to stay tuned, we got some fun stuff coming up for you throughout the Big Sky Conference Tournament. The presenting sponsor for our Big Sky Tournament coverage will be Holloway and Hulling, your advocates for justice in Montana. Again, it's montanalawyers.net. It's a nice result for Montana because they're just playing together. They're playing good basketball. They have a lot of different pieces. They have five seniors, all of whom are playing really well, and all of whom are playing with the sense of urgency you want to have of guys playing. You know, they're in their waning moments of their college basketball careers. I think they got good role definition. These are all things that have been absent from Grizz basketball. Grizz basketball was as good as it gets in the Big Sky Conference. I mean, quite honestly, for a long time. I mean, they were the standard in the league, even up until recently. Then they went to the NCAA tournament back-to-back years, a school record 26 wins consecutive seasons. Then that 2019-2020 year was a good one. And I thought that even though they were the four seed going into Boise, you could still totally talk yourself into them making a run. They had Syed Pridgett, who was, I thought, the best player in the league. He was playing his best basketball. And then the whole thing gets called off because of COVID. And then it's been not the same for the Grizz. There's a lot of reasons why. We could do a whole side podcast on the whys. But now here they are a couple years later, and they finally have a team that meshes together, that knows their roles. Brandon Wheaton is the consummate point guard. Anand Moody, the excellent off-the-ball scorer. And he's playing so well right now. You're talking about a guy that's enjoying his swan song. He's doing it right now. He's filling it up. Had 22 points against Idaho State. That's coming off of 22 points against Idaho. That's coming off of 35 points against Eastern Washington. A guy like Moody, more than anybody else, you know he's shooting it well, and you know he's seeing it well when he's scoring 20-plus points, because he doesn't get to the free throw line a lot. He's a fantastic free throw shooter, but he doesn't get to the free throw line a lot. What he's doing is he's catching and shooting. Honestly, Monday he was getting to the hole a lot more than I've ever seen him, but mostly his point totals are going to be predicated on how well he shoots it. Well, when he's scoring 22-plus, he's shooting it well. When he's scoring 35, he's lighting it. He had 8 threes against Eastern, so that's a good sign for Montana. Deshaun Thomas has always been a good offensive player, a good to great offensive player that can shoot it really well, so a stretch post. But now he's defending, now he's rebounding, so that's a good thing for Montana as well. Laluoke is filling his role perfectly. Doesn't have to do much offensively besides just get offensive boards, but he's a great rim protector, rim runner, one of the best rebounders in the conference. So that helps him. And then Josh Vasquez has really come into his own. He's playing excellent basketball right now in his fifth year with Montana. So I think they are, other than Eastern Washington, the most complete team. But that's what we'll get into in terms of like handicapping this tournament, is it team versus best player, right? Weber State has Dylan Jones. Northern Colorado has St. Thomas. Both those guys can take over games, and they could take over the entire tournament. Eastern has the deepest team with probably the best roster construction. Well, Montana's like one step below that, but really good in both of those factors as well. So which one weighs out? We'll see. Two more scores from the Big Sky on Monday night. Montana State beats Weber. That's a big one when it comes to the results. 76-64, big effort by the Cats. And then Portland State, man, when Portland State's at home, they're nasty good. When they're on the road, they're not. They finished their season 12-2 at home. That's 12 of their 17 wins came at home. They only have two Division I wins on the road, only one in conference. They won in Moscow. That's it. But they complete the season sweep of Idaho at 72-57. So Portland State climbs into that three seed. Big Sky Breakdown presented in part by Old Works Golf Course. Man, I'm jonesing for some golf. We're sitting here on March 4th. I've been calling around asking who's open. Can't wait to head on over there to Old Works. Not only one of the most unique and challenging courses in Montana, but completely visually captivating. If you're unfamiliar, all the sand traps are made with the slag from the smelter, from the Anaconda smelter. Pure black. They're actually nice to hit out of because it's just like silt. But it's like visually a total trip. It's a Jack Nicklaus course. It's an excellent thing. It's more than just a tourist destination, though. If you want to really challenge yourself when it comes to golf, you want to put a group together and go out there, it's an awesome place. Old Works Golf Course in Anaconda, Montana. The perfect meeting place for an afternoon round of golf whenever the links are open. All right, so let's talk standings. Here's where we're at on the women's side. Eastern Washington, a 16-2 record. They're 26-5 overall. They're the number one seed in the women's side. Northern Arizona, who came into the year as the defending league champs, they actually have a better league record this year at 15-3. They were 13-5 last year, shared the conference title with Sac State and Montana State. They're two games better than that, and they have 23 wins, which is three more than they've ever had under Lori Payne during the regular season, that is. And they're still the two, but they're a dangerous team for sure. Montana, 21 wins overall, 13-5 in league play. They're the three seed. Montana State gets up to the four seed. Hell of a job by Church of Inverd, given everything Montana State's been through so far this year. Northern Colorado's 10-8 as well. They're the five seed. Idaho, 8-10. So they get the six seed. Idaho State, 7-11. Sac State, 4-14. Weber State, 4-14. And Portland State, 3-15. On the men's side, Eastern's 15-3. They win the conference race by three full games. Montana and Northern Colorado each finish at 12-6. The Bears earn the tiebreaker over the Grizzlies because they have the season sweep of Montana. That last 4 minutes for Montana against Northern Colorado in Missoula, man, I bet you that's haunting those guys. That's the difference between 2 and 3. But guess what? When the way the bracket works out, if you take care of business and the seeds hold, 2 and 3 play each other, and it's on a neutral court. So there's really no difference between 2 and 3. All you're really doing is avoiding the one seed until the finals. So we'll see. They'll get a third game. Like they say, it's really hard to beat a team three times in one season. We'll see if that's true, if the seeds hold and those two teams meet in the semis. Weber gets fourth at 11-7, although they did have a letdown. They had a nice home weekend, including a nice overtime win over Northern Colorado last Thursday, but then they slip up and they lose to Montana State. Great win by MSU, by the way, and that win solidifies the Cats as the fifth seed. So even though the Cats have been up and down, trying to figure out a way to live life without Danny Sprinkle and all the guys that left, Raekwon Battle, Great Osabar, Darius Brown, all guys that are making waves and, you know, a couple of the top conferences in the country. Montana State still figures out a way to get fifth. So pretty good considering all the ups and downs they've had so far this year. Portland State's sixth at 8-10. Northern Arizona gets seventh. Idaho State is eighth. Idaho ninth, and Sac State is 10th at 4-14. Big Sky Breakdown presented by Jewelry Design Center. Jewelry Design Center is such an awesome place. Welcoming environment, excellent staff. They are so great to their customers. What is a Jewelry Design Center? Well, they have not only an unbelievable selection, they have a new showroom here in Missoula across the street from the Montana Club on Brooks, but they also have showrooms in Spokane and Tri-Cities, Washington. They have on display all, I'm talking all, of the best, most world-class jewelry distributors in the whole world. But they also can make you whatever you want, something unique. You want to look at some of the you know, premier distributors and then take pieces and ideas from what they do, and then they'll make you your own thing. It's so impressive. I had my wife's wedding ring custom made there. I have my wedding ring in the process of being made there. The artisanship, the creativity, the personal touch, the customer service. Go check them out. 2501 Brook Street in Missoula or in Spokane or Tri-Cities. Jewelry Design Center, your jewelers for life. Let's take a look at the brackets. Women's and men's tournaments get kicked off on Saturday. The tournament will get kicked off with the 9 versus 10 game on the women's side, noon on Saturday. That's Weber State, the 9 seed. Portland State, the 10 seed. And then 2:30, Idaho State's the 7. They'll take on Sac State, the 8. Weber and Portland State's winner plays top-seeded Eastern Washington Sunday at noon. And then the Idaho State Sac State winner will play number 2 Northern Arizona at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. Monday, Montana State Northern Colorado play at noon. The Lady Grizz and Idaho play at 2:30. The winners of the 1-seed and 2-seed games, presumably the 1 and 2 seed, unless there's massive upsets, they don't have to play again until Tuesday. Then the semifinals will be noon and 2:30 for the women on Tuesday, and then the championship game is at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. Men's bracket, the men's tournament starts at 5:30 on Saturday. So number 9, Idaho versus number 10, Sac State, that's 5:30. Then number 7, NAU, and number 8, Idaho State, is at 8 p.m. Saturday. Sunday, 5:30, Eastern Washington versus the winner of Idaho Sac State. And then Northern Colorado, the 2-seed, play the winner of NAU and Idaho State. Monday, Weber State, Montana State play the 4-5 games. That's a rematch of what just went down in Bozeman on Monday. And then, so they're a week apart, exactly a week apart, Monday to Monday. Then the Grizz and Portland State play at 8 p.m. on Monday. And then Tuesday, the winner of Eastern slash the 9 and 10, so presumably Eastern semifinals, 6:30 on Tuesday. And then the other semifinals at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. That'll be on ESPN2. Wednesday, championship game, 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, also on ESPN2. So late nights for us. I think I totally forgot about these games dipping at 9 and 9:30 at night. But we'll do it. We'll do it for you. We'll have pre- and post-day shows. Appreciate all of our sponsors. Holloway and Hulling, your advocates for justice in Montana, montanalawyers.net. Old Works Golf Course, a premier and gem of a course Jack Nicklaus designed. Town Pump. No matter where you're at in Montana, there's a Town Pump right down the road. And Jewelry Design Center, your jeweler for life. Keep it tuned here, SkylineSportsMT.com. Please subscribe to our Skyline Sports YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the Big Sky Breakdown podcast. And keep on engaging with all of our awesome content. We appreciate you. Skyline Sports, every day, every season, the Big Sky in Boise is upon us.